This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb at Sun and Fun 2013, and I'm talking with Marcus Dima. He's with Wargaming.net, and they are introducing a new product here that's all about airplanes, warplanes in particular, and there's a lot of people here playing with your stuff, so why don't you tell us about it?
Well, yeah, we're presenting here our two products, which is World of Tanks, which celebrates second anniversary today, or this weekend, and the second title is World of Warplanes, which we will release later this year. Both titles are free-to-play online games, team-based, so you basically just go to the website, download the client, and start playing after you created your account. They are pretty cool, and we fit pretty good into this area of air shows. Yeah, so we really enjoy being here.
Yeah, for sure. I can see there's a lot of interest here, and it looks like you've got some great graphics of airplanes flying around. So if people go to your website now, would they find this this video there?
Well, right now, World of Warplanes is still in a closed beta phase, so you can sign up for the invite, and if you get an invite, you get an email with the client to download. As I said, we will open up the game later this year, and as soon as the game starts, you will be able to log into the game with your existing World of Tanks account. So if you're just interested in playing the game for free, you just start playing World of Tanks a little bit and, you know, wait until you either get the invite for World of Warplanes or we open it up for the public and then you can play it.
Great, and forgive me if this is a dumb question because I'm not a game player, but the games are free, you said, so how does that work?
Yes, that's right. The gameplay is completely for free. You don't have to spend a single dollar if you don't want to. Of course, we have a micro shop in the game. Basically what it is, we sell an in-game currency, which is gold, for real money. And then with the gold, you're able to like open up special, let's say, services. Like you can buy premium time, which gives you more experience per battle, so you develop faster. You can buy special ammunition. You can buy special like repair kits or first aid kits, which helps you to improve a little bit faster, right? And that's how we make the money.
Oh, I see. So you get sort of the basic game for free, and then the upgrades are extra.
Well, yeah, not even that, because you can get all these items, maybe a little bit weaker, for credits, which you earn from battling. So you can play the whole game without spending a dime and be as good as someone who pays money. The only difference is someone who pays will be a little bit, like, he will be equal to people who spend a lot of time, you know.
Okay, thanks, I can kind of see how that works. And can you tell me a little bit more about the airplanes that are involved in this?
Well, the airplanes is actually, it reaches from early Second World War to early 60s, so they are, you know, there are fighter planes, you know, from the Second World War, like the Messerschmitt and the Spitfire and the P-51 in there. And there are also jet planes already, like the Messerschmitt M-262 and other jet planes later. The thing is, it's like a level system. The first level planes are the early Second World War planes. And then the further it goes, they get better. Yeah.
And up to what would be the most recent airplane?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Okay, well, I'm sure we can find out more at your website, and thanks a lot for talking to me.
Thank you very much. Have a good time at Sun and Fun.
Thanks, you too.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.